Okay, our friends. So today we'll have a little switch around where I'm reading instead of Mommy. And so today our book is called Nibbles the Book Monster, written by Emma Yarlett. Read today by Philip and...
I'm not supposed to say Mommy. I'm supposed to say something silly, huh? Okay, hold on. Let me think. Mommy and...
Philip and...
Philip and Blobby.
Blobby?
Yeah, because I'm Blobby today.
This story is about a little monster called... Nibbles! And this book has a flap in it.
Yeah.
And maybe more.
We can see that there's a monster. He's in a cage, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Nibbles like to nibble soap. And Nibbles sucks. Nibbles chomps on rubber ducks. Aw, poor little duckies.
Aw.
And Nibbles munches clocks.
Goodness.
Nibbles love to nibble toes. Youch! And Nibbles. But Nibbles' favorite thing of all to nibble on is books!
Oh no!
Oh no, where's Nibbles? Gone! He's nibbling his way out of this book.
He nibbled his way out of this book? Oh dear, in the next page,
can you see him?
There's a stack of books, tons and tons of different books.
Look, I can't go through all of these.
No, there's so many different books here with so many different...
Pinocchio, Cinderella.
The Little Prince, Olivia.
Wild.
The Sheep Pig.
The Happy Emperor's Prince, New Clothes.
Madeline.
Bluebird.
Oh, there's too many
Harry
books.
Potter.
Oh, goodness. We'll never be able to read all these books to find him. Oh, look, there's Peter Pan and the Wizard of Oz.
There is.
Oh, you found him? Amazing. I guess we found him after all. So grab him up and let's put him back, right?
Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
We'll turn the page and see what we need to do next. Oh.
Nibbles just nibbled his way into someone else's story.
That's not okay. How rude. Which story did he nibble into?
Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Okay.
First, Goldilocks.
Would you like me to read this bit or do you want to do it?
I'll read it.
Okay.
First, Goldilocks tried the big bowl porridge. Yuck. Too salty.
I want to be Goldilocks.
Okay.
Yuck! Too salty.
She tried the in-between-sized bowl of porridge.
Too sweet.
Then Goldilocks tried the teeny tiny bowl of porridge and it was...
Monster!
The three bears came home and they were shocked. Someone's eaten my porridge.
Someone smashed my chair.
Someone broke everything.
It wasn't me. It was a monster.
Oh, dear.
Poor Goldilocks. Naughty Nibbles nibbled his way into another story. Quick, let's catch him.
But wait. There's something written here. It says, the three bears are in for quite a surprise when they return home and realize a curious little yellow-haired rascal has eaten their chairs and slept in their tasty porridge. Wait a minute, that doesn't seem right. We join the naughty little hairy critter on this classic fairy tale adventure. I'm not sure that's right.
No, it's written like that. You remember this little guy?
He's rewritten the books. Okay, so...
Help!
The next book is... Little Red Riding Hood?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You read all the girls.
Okay, so it's Little Red and she says,
Help! Stop them! that nibbler. He just nibbled my granny's lunch basket, and he nabbed my cloak.
Deep in the dark forest, Little Red found Grandma's cottage. Little Red knocked on the door and went inside. Grandma looked very strange.
I look strange? What about Little Red? She doesn't look right at all. Oh, Little Red, what cute fluffy paws you have. What a rumbly, grumbly tummy. And what nibbly little teeth.
Oh, the bigger the nibble wit.
Uh-oh. That's not Little Red at all. In the picture, friends, we can see exactly who it is.
It's Little Nibbler.
After a terrible hullabaloo.
No, I read that.
Oh.
After a terrible hullabaloo, a grandma was set free from the cupboard.
Let me in. The story is meant to be about me,
says Little Red from the window.
My hero, thank you, Nibbler.
Oh, Nibbler, you've turned me into a chicken. I feel so fluffy.
The big bad wolf was never big or bad ever again.
Oh, I'm so pleased to hear he changed.
Flip. Read it.
It says, Little Red Riding Hood loves to visit her grandma's cottage in the dark, dark forest. One day she decides to take a picnic, but on the way she meets someone very, very hairy who wants to eat her picnic basket and red cloak for lunch. But in the end, will the big bad wolf discover his fluffy side?
Oh dear, Little Red is not happy. We've got to catch Nibbles this time. He's making a real mess of things. Let's get him.
Yes, let's get him.
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Oh, he's gone into Jack and the Beanstalk? These are books within books here, my friends.
Jack hid just in time. The giant was home. Mr. Giant stomped through his giant door and sat at his giant chair, but something didn't feel quite right. He took a giant sniff and said, fee, fi, fo, bum!
Oh.
And you can see Jack at the very bottom of the page, close to the giant's chair, and yeah. He's gasping. Dee-hee.
He's laughing because what's happened? This pesky nibbler has entered this story, crawled up the giant's chair, and bit him on the booty. In fact, that's what he says. Do you want to try the giant voice?
Something just bit my booty. And they're running away with my goose.
Ooh.
Mr. Giant tried to catch the intruder and his golden goose. Ah, oh, Maddie! At the very bottom, we come back to see Jack, and he's just like, oh, Maddie!
Yeah, Jack's running for it.
Come back here,
says the giant, trying to grab Nibbler.
But they managed to escape.
Oh, man.
Fee, fi, fo, fum. I will get you back for this, you nibbly hooligan. Fee, that was a close shave.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what it means to be a close shave? Do you know when men grow up, they get hair on their faces?
Mm-hmm. They need to shave.
And they have to shave it off. And they don't want it to be sticky and scratchy, so they shave it very close.
Very close to what?
Their skin. They take the razor very close towards their skin. Mm. It has to be done very carefully or you will cut yourself. Yeah, serious business. Oh, wait, this is the back of the book. Oh, I'll read this part. It says, when Jack climbs a giant beanstalk in his back garden, he finds a giant house, a giant golden goose, and a gigantic grumpy giant. Will Jack set the poor goose free? Or will he make it, and will he make it home for dinner?
Don't get in Rapunzel.
Oh, the next book is Rapunzel.
Hey, the golden goose is free at last. It looks like he's taking Nibbles back to his own story.
But at least the golden goose is free.
Yay! The golden goose has dropped Nibbles back into his own book.
Ouch.
says Nibbles.
No, I speak Nibbles.
Oh. Ouch,
says Nibbles.
Thank you, Golden Goose. Now, quick, let's close the crate before Nibbles escapes again. Phew. Well done. Now, you really mustn't take your eyes off Nibbles. Not even for 1 second. You let your eyes off of him! Can you hear something? What's that noise?
Nibble, nibble, chew, chew.
Oh, no. So we got him back in his crate, thanks to the Golden Goose. We've closed the door. He's safe.
But as soon as
we turn the page, we hear some noises. And are you going to open his crate?
Yes.
Do it. Oh, no.
Nibbles! Oh, no, not again.
He has chewed through the book. And who knows where he could possibly be now. We have so many books, Nibbles could be anywhere. Did you enjoy reading it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But get this. He's still in this book, and he's trying to nibble again. Quick! Yay, I got it closed on him.
Well done.
I closed the book through a kink and then...
Well, you know, friends, I think we successfully avoided getting into more drama.
Mm-hmm.
Is it pretty good?
Well, that is the end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.